Now let's look more closely at yesterday's vote by Boeing machinists. As we've been reporting this morning, the machinists overwhelmingly rejected Boeing's contract extension. Boeing has said that if the machinists did not agree to this leaner contract with fewer benefits, the company will possibly pull production of the 777 out of Everett. At stake, 56,000 local jobs. I asked aerospace consultant Scott Hamilton, what is Boeing's next move here?
Well, Boeing has already announced immediately after the vote last night that it's going to bid the airplane. It's going to put out requests for proposals to other states.
What do you think is the best argument for Boeing keeping the new 777 in Everett?
The best argument is, frankly, the experienced workforce that just gave Boeing the black eye here, whether they like it or not. The workforce in Everett knows how to build airplanes. They know how to repair airplanes. They know how to improve production. South Carolina doesn't know how to do that stuff. Any other greenfield site in any other state, except with perhaps the exception of their plant in Long Beach, would have a steep learning curve. The best argument is right here in Washington. This wasn't just a close election. If it had been within a point or two of rejecting the contract, I think that Boeing could have come back and said, hey, well, let's just tweak the contract, or the IAM could have gone to Boeing and said, let's tweak the contract. But this was a thumping, just a round beating with a 67% no margin.
And behind that vote was emotion, Scott Hamilton. You were at the vote count last night at union headquarters. What did that experience tell you?
Actually, what we observed as the vote was being counted, and it became pretty clear that the vote was going down, the membership was actually pretty controlled. When it was officially announced, there was the, you know, kind of pep rally cheering that you would expect, but the members were very happy that it went down, but it wasn't, you know, dancing in the streets sort of thing.
State lawmakers have just offered Boeing $8 billion in tax breaks to keep its work in Washington State. What more do you expect they'll come up with, if anything?
That's a good question. $8.7 billion is a huge number. It's already been identified as the largest corporate subsidy in the history of the United States. Other states are going to have to do a lot to overcome that. Now, one thing that the legislature did not do was pass the governor's transportation package, which is another $10 billion that Boeing supports. The legislature said they were going to come back and deal with that. If they don't come in with a transportation package as, say, the final piece of the incentive package, that might be another reason for Boeing to just say, well, we need to go elsewhere.
Why doesn't Boeing come back with a little better deal rather than immediately start this competitive bid process?
Well, Boeing said that if the IAM did not approve the contract, they were going to put the airplane out to bid. And many in the IAM thought Boeing was bluffing. So Boeing has to follow through on what it said, and I always expected that it would. But that doesn't mean that in the course of the next few months that contract negotiations might not resume. But this is a pretty wide gap to bridge.
And what would happen to Washington State's aerospace industry if the 777X, the new 777 version, is based someplace else?
Kind of the beginning of the end, I think. The next decade, the 2020 decade, is going to see the development of the replacement for the 737. I think that as a clean sheet design, the prospects that could wind up someplace else were pretty good anyway. In the wake of this vote, I think the odds of that going into another location have just increased.
We've been talking with aviation consultant Scott Hamilton with Lee Ham Company in Issaquah. Scott, thank you.
You're welcome.
And you just heard Scott Hamilton say there that many machinists thought Boeing was bluffing. Earlier this morning, I talked to labor expert Philip Dine, author of State of the Unions, and I asked him, what position are these machinists in if they want to find out whether Boeing is bluffing?
It's in a rather precarious position, because if Boeing is not bluffing, that could be the whole deal. The jobs could move out of Seattle. It's kind of a a delicate position they're in.
Boeing is proposing some big changes to these workers' benefits. Besides phasing out pensions and replacing those with 401ks, the company also wanted to increase health insurance premiums. How have other unions reacted to those kind of changes to their benefits?
A lot of unions have had, unfortunately, to go along with it. I mean, unions are part of the overall economy, and things are shifting in general that direction. And more specifically, labor is in a vulnerable position because of the decline of the labor movement and the growing weakness in labor.
In the auto industry, we've seen organized labor accept some serious benefit cutbacks. How similar do you think aerospace is?
I don't think it's very similar. I mean, on the face of it, it sort of is. You know, you've got a big town, big city that's largely dependent on a single industry, sort of glamorous industry. But that said, auto industry was in decline because for a lot of reasons, poor management, competition from foreign competitors, changing consumer habits in the American public. None of that really obtains in the aerospace industry. Aerospace has been and remains the largest American exporting sector. It's a huge industry. It's doing well. It doesn't depend on the proclivities of the American public because it sells to either to airlines or to the Pentagon or foreign governments, depending on whether it's civilian or the defense part of the aerospace industry. And it's not really susceptible to foreign competition as much as the auto industry is. So I think the aerospace is in a much stronger position than the automobile industry, and also the unions are in a stronger position.
And what about this local Boeing Machinists Union? What's your assessment?
It's a good, strong union. It's a tough union, but it's tended to be, reasonable. I think they're competent, and I think they generally have had good leadership and know what they're doing.
And finally, the Machinist Union is one of the biggest unions for manufacturing jobs in the state of Washington. What do you think this vote says about the state of organized labor in Washington?
Organized labor in Washington is a little stronger than labor as a whole, but labor as a whole, including in Washington, is so much weaker than it was decades ago because of the decline in numbers. It's harder for unions these days to organize. It's harder for unions to bargain effectively. The one place they haven't lost a whole lot of power is in the political arena. They're still very active there, but I would argue that they could do a better job if they changed their political strategy.
We've been talking with labor expert Philip Dine, author of State of the Unions, the day after the rejection of the proposed contract extension by the Boeing Machinists Union here locally. Philip, thank you.
Pleasure to be with you.